outside of those games.
Feeling about having Evander back on the line tonight, please.
Yeah, he just creates so much with his speed, you know, and he's wow, you right?
Yeah.
and his intensity, you know, he plays every shift hard. So you know, he's been out quite a bit. So I think you know, he wanted to shake off the rust tonight, and you know, I think he played really well. And it's exciting going forward, you know, to have that kind of guy on the line. You know, he's gonna create a lot of chances for us, and he's gonna score some big goals for us.
Like, is the only disappointment about tonight just the fact you just didn't get two clean points?
We will never, for the rest of the season, have any disappointment about getting 2 points.
No, but not clean points.
They're clean to us. 2 points.
Like you mentioned,
come on, man.
You mentioned Russ. How'd you feel about the game?
It was pretty sloppy, you know, on both sides. You know, I think you can expect that with such a long layoff. So, you know, we got areas we can be better in, but areas we can improve in, and that's a positive. You know, that's a positive to maybe not play your A game, but still get 2 points. You know, it's not gonna be the last time we have to do that this year.
Do you feel like the last quarter of the season is gonna maybe feel a little bit different because of the Olympics? I mean, maybe a little less attrition going on with some guys. And
Well, you know, I think the last quarter of the season is where you lay it all on the line, regardless of who did what. You know, I don't know what the percentage is, but a vast percentage of the league is going to be pretty rested after a 2.5 week break. So, you know, I think it's an all sprint. There's no time to think about being tired. There's no time to think about, you know, maybe some of the guys that went over to play. You got to lay it all on the line. And if you're going to be a playoff team, you know, which we want to be, there's going to be a lot more hard hockey ahead of us. So.
Yeah, guys.